Afternoon, everybody. My name is Eva Haicheva, and I'm supposed to tell you something about two other aspects of the annotation of Prague Dependency Tree Bank on the tractogrammatical layer. I will say something about my constraints in my second talk, but just now I would like to tell you that the two aspects are topic focus articulation and coreferential relations. But I would like to go back to your question, because in a way I was asked by Zdeněk to do that. He was right saying that if we had means for, I mean, language means in Czech for expressing definiteness, indefiniteness, specificity, it certainly would be possible in the scenario to add a grammar team capturing that. He was also right saying that that you can make kind of inference on the basis of the annotation of topic focus articulation, about which I will be talking, whether the given item is supposed to be definite in inverted commas, or indefinite. But there is another, of course, language has to have some means to express what is expressed in some other language. So we can use, for instance, indefinite pronouns. So if you have an indefinite article in English, and if the Czech speaker wants to be sure that the addressee understands it as indefinite, he or she would say some. I mean, we have a Czech word. Or he or she would say the, but not really as a definite article, but as a pronoun. So there are means to do that, explicit means. And then these would be nodes of the tree, and these would express this something, which is expressed by the articles in English or by some other morphological means in other languages. Okay, so let me start with the annotation of topic focus articulation. I would like to mention four points very briefly. First, I would like to tell you why we have decided to annotate information structure on the tectogrammatical layer. I will say a few words on the basic notions of on which the annotation is based. Second, I will say which values we work with in the attribute of topic focus articulation on the tectogrammatical layer. I will give you some examples, and I would like also to, and I hope I will have time to say a couple of words on the use of this annotation for testing linguistic theory, or in general on testing linguistic theories. So the information structure of the sentence has different terms in different theories. We have been using in our theoretical description of functional generative grammar the label topic focus articulation, which refers to a dichotomy between topic and focus. The same dichotomy, or a similar dichotomy, is sometimes called theme-reme articulation, topic comment, background focus, or it may have other terms. You may ask me why we haven't chosen one of these terms. I think, or why supporters of one theory do not stick to the terms of the other theory, because there are small differences between theories of what they call by topic and focus. So this is why the theory actually is characterized by a specific terminology. The difference between topic and focus, the distinction between topic and focus in our theory is based, in all theories actually, is based on a conceptual or cognitive dichotomy or difference between given and new, but it is not identical to this cognitive dichotomy, and I illustrate this on the three examples. So you may have a context like John and Mary entered the dining room. They first went to the window. Now, the window certainly is the window of the dining room, so in a way it is given. But it is in the sentence what you are actually informing the reader or the listener, where did they go first? They went first to the window. So in this context, it's new, but not really new in the cognitive sense. Or a nice sentence, which is an example given by George Lakoff many years ago, Mary called Jim a Republican, then he insulted her. Now, her certainly is Mary, is, who is that? Mary. So she's known, she's given. But what's new, in inverted commas, in the sentence is that Jim insulted whom? Her. Another interesting aspect of this is if you shift the intonation center, and when you say Mary called Jim a Republican, then he insulted her, I hope you see the difference. In the first context, calling somebody a Republican is an insult. Mary called Jim a Republican, then he insulted her. I mean, he did the same to her. But if you say Mary called Jim a Republican, then he insulted her, so calling a Republican need not be an insult. But what he did afterwards was that he insulted her. He did something new to her. Okay, so now the question is why? Is it only contextual appropriateness which leads us to capture topic focus articulation on the tactogrammatical layer, or do we have some deeper reasons? And you have heard, I hope, in the morning, that tactogrammatical layer can be characterized as a layer of meaning, which means that if sentences differ in meaning, if there is a semantic difference, that it must be captured on the tactogrammatical layer. So to substantiate the claim that we have to have a notation of topic and focus means to substantiate the claim that there is a semantic difference connected with different topic focus articulation of sentences. And these examples should illustrate that or should support the claim. These are examples taken from literature. Some of the examples were found in texts. Everybody in this room knows two languages. Two languages are known by everybody in this room. In the first case, it may be any two languages, according to Chomsky in his book from 1965. The second shape of the sentence, two languages are known by everybody in this room, this should mean, at least preferably, that there are two particle languages which are shared by everybody in this room. So the truth conditions are different for the two sentences. Chomsky thought, or somehow hinted, that it might be the difference of active and passive, but he was not sure about that. And he used the word topic in a footnote to his book, Aspects of the Theory of Syntax, saying, well, it might be something like topic, but he did not develop that idea any further. Generative semanticists who looked for semantic differences on the deep underlying abstract layer quoted examples like, many men read few books and few books are read by many men. And they attributed the difference to the order of quantified noun phrases. Many men read few books. That means just they are not readers of many books. But if you say few books are read by many men, you are somehow expected to give a list of the few books which are read by many men. This is an example taken from Lakoff, 1969. The third example is an example originally occurring in Russian. Kurich zyes, zyes kurich. If you say kurich zyes, it somehow means that if you smoke, you should come here. But if you say zyes kurich, it's a different command. I mean, it seems, well, I mean, if you are here, you should take a cigarette and smoke. The same with the next example, staff behind the counter and staff behind the counter. That was an inscription on a, in a library in Bloomington, which when I saw it written without the capitals, because there was no indication of intonation center, I just smiled because it seemed to me to be an instruction for the staff to go behind the counter. But of course it was supposed to be read with the intonation center on staff, like staff behind the counter. You readers are not allowed to go behind the counter. Staff is supposed to go behind that, and that gives some, there is some reason to that. And the last example is example given by Mike Halliday. This is an inscription in London Underway, Underground. Carry dogs. Well, carry dogs is a different thing. I mean, carry dogs is really when you have a dog, you should carry him. But if you say carry dogs, I mean, I would look around, see whether I have a dog to carry, because it somehow is an instruction that I should carry dog. And dogs must be carried, that's a nice wording of the instruction. So what do we do with that on the tectogrammatical layer? Well, every note is assigned, I mean, every note of the tectogrammatical layer, I repeat that it's not on the tectogrammatical layer, we have only notes for autosemantic words, not for functional words. So every note at the tectogrammatical layer is assigned one of the values of the TFA attribute, of the topic focus articulation attribute, two values are values of notes which are contextually bound. Note which is non-contrastive and another one which is contrastive. I will give you examples. And F is a value which is given to a contextually non-bound note. So here is an example. The sentence, the Czech sentence is there, na světě nejsou jenom brouci. English translation, in the world there are not only beetles. So you see every note has F or T. In this sentence, there is no contrastive note. I mean, the annotators suppose there is no contrastive note. So in the world, which means in general, I mean, that's something which is given by the situation, there are not only beetles. So to be and beetle are the non-bound notes having the F at the value. And the same is true about the negation. Note for negation and the note for the focal, so-called focalizer only. The next example is another instance of another illustrating instance. Zájem zvýšila I promyšlená reklama. I means also or something like even. So this is again a word which rheumatizes or focuses attention on to which it is attached. In English, the interest raised also the sophisticated campaign, interest in accusative, of course, raised also the sophisticated campaign. So the interest is something which about which I am speaking. And what was what happened to the interest? I mean, what, how the interest was treated? Well, it was raised also by the sophisticated campaign. Another example where we have, this time we have the C note, that is a contrastive topic note. The preceding context of this, and this is, these are sentences taken from the tree bank. I mean, these are real sentences, not Chomsky and soft of invented examples from my head. So this is in the preceding context, the preceding context spoke about some kind of difficulties, and some kinds of difficulties which the entrepreneur had. And now, out of this set of difficulties, we contrast one of them. We choose one of them. Say this is the crisis. So the crisis is a contrastive note. It's contrasted with this set of alternatives which was given in the preceding context. And we speak about the crisis. And we say that this crisis by the entrepreneur, I mean, she is contextually bound, she was spoken about before, was solved by another way, in another way. Well, I don't want to deal with this example, but this is a Czech sentence which may have two readings. And of course, if we think of a tectogrammatic representation as a representation of the meaning of the sentence, so whenever we have an ambiguous sentence, be the ambiguity given by the lexical meaning, by the syntactic structure, or by the topic focus articulation, the sentence must have as many tectogrammatical representations, as many meanings it has. So this is an example where the sentence is supposed to have two meanings. Now, you know why we, I hope you know, why we assign a topic focus attribute, I mean the values of the topic focus attributes, because topic focus articulation is semantically relevant. It should be represented on this tectogrammatical layer. You know how we represent it, or how we represent the topic focus articulation. That's by means of indices TC for contextually bound nodes and F for contextually non-bound nodes. And now, what we can do with it? I mean, is it just there? And we don't, I mean, just say, we can just say, well, we are very proud because we have topic focus articulation in the Prague dependency tree bank, or is there some deeper reason for that? And I always say, when I speak about corpus linguistics and about annotation of corpora, I always say that annotation of corpora is not a self-contained task. You don't annotate for the sake of annotation. You annotate because you want to use it, because you want to have material for further study. And one of the further studies, one of the points in which I believe that annotation is useful for, is for testing linguistic hypotheses. There is a linguistic theory, we annotated the corpus, and now we can test the linguistic theory on vast material, which supposedly is annotated in some coherent way. And I would like to document this on two or three hypotheses concerning topic and focus. One of the hypotheses which is in the theory says that the division into topic, what the sentence is about, and focus, what the sentence says about the topic, can be done on the basis of this assignment of the three values of the contextual boundness, I mean contextually bound or non-bound characterization of the node. This is a hypothesis which was stated by Peters Gall in the end of the 70s, and we have been working with this hypothesis since then. We, with one of our colleagues, we have formulated an algorithm in 1985, a very basic algorithm, and then we after we have assigned the TFA values to the corpus, to the tectogrammatical representations, one of our colleagues, Jiří Havelka, implemented the original algorithm, improved by what we have found since then, and we tested the algorithm on the material. The hypothesis, the theoretical hypothesis, is here. I mean, you have it in your material. When you go through it, you see that the algorithm goes from one node to another and says, if the node has this assignment of TFA value, then it belongs to topic or to focus. And going down like this, you can then end up with a division of the sentence into two parts, topic and focus. So if you wish, you can look at this and ask me a question about that. If not today, then any day from now until next Friday. This is an example. So if you have a sentence like Czech sentence firma dnes působí ve čtyřech zemích světa, this is a very simple example, because certainly we speak about a definite firm, even though we don't have a definiteness grammar team and we don't have a definite article, but we speak about the firm. And we would translate this into English by the firm. Now operates in four countries of the world. So you see in the tree. The root of the tree is the verb. We speak about the firm. This is a note in the topic. We speak about the what happens today. This is something also which is expected to be spoken about. And what we say about the present situation of the firm, this is the topic of the sentence, we say that it operates in four countries. So the boundary between topic and focus can be decided on the assignment of these T and F. The F note, the root, belongs to the focus, and also all notes which have the F assignment and are directly dependent on the root belong to the focus. And that's it. We speak about the present state of the firm, and what that's the topic, and what we say about it, we say that it operates in four countries. So this is how a simple example illustrates the hypothesis. This is a very controversial example. I mean, if you wish, I can discuss it, but not in 30 minutes. So just for you to see that that there are examples which are very difficult to decide. One of the things which are controversial here is whether the Psirish, which is something like too much, depends on the time, chas, or whether it depends on the verb. If it depends on the verb, we would have no troubles with this sentence. If it depends on the time, on chas, then there is a kind of non-projective construction, and we have to deal with it in some way or another. I don't know whether somebody will speak here about projectivity and non-projectivity, but again, we can talk about this if you are interested in that. Now, the four rules have been implemented and tested on the whole of the tree bank, which is, I mean, on that part of the tree bank, which is annotated as for the technogrammatical representations. And these are the results. You see that in most cases, and I think that was something which we somehow assumed to be the case, but we were happy to see that it really is the case. The verb belongs to the focus. We speak about something, and what we say about this something has something to do with the event. So the identification of the event by the verb belongs to the focus. That's in 85% of cases. In some cases, in almost 10% of cases, we speak about an event, so we speak about what is identified by the verb, and we say something about it. So, for instance, yesterday I came late. When did you come yesterday? Late. So, when did you come yesterday? Come is here contextually bound. And about this I say, I came late. Such examples where the verb was contextually bound was only in a little bit less than 10% of cases. Again, I won't say too much about quasi-focus, which is a special case of focus of a word which depends on a contextually bound verb word, but is contextually non-bound. Also, the cases where there was a contrast, if not in focus, were very rare. There were some cases of ambiguous partition. That certainly is some, I mean, this should not happen. If I say that tectogrammatical representation is supposed to tell you what is the meaning of the sentence, and if a sentence has two or more meanings, it must have two or more tectogrammatical representations, so there should not be any ambiguity on the tectogrammatical layer. If there is, we have to look at these cases and see whether there is really an ambiguity, or whether the annotators did not understand the sentence, whether there should be some better formulation of the instructions, etc., etc. So, again, this is a part, this is a set of examples which are good to see, I mean, which are instructive for us, and we can see what happened. And another group of examples, which should not be there, is the no focus identified. Because if I speak about something, I must say something. I mean, if I don't say anything, that's strange, isn't it? So the hypothesis says that every sentence has a focus. Well, there was 0.1% of cases in which the annotators did not, I mean, in which the algorithm, which was supposed to identify topic and focus, did not find focus. Okay, so again, these are cases where, which we have to re-examine and see what happened, whether it was the annotators or whether it was the formulation of the algorithm or what really happened. So, results. I think the what we tried to do was to see whether we can use the theory to test, we can use the dependency tree bank to test the theory, and these were the results for one of the hypotheses. And one of the things which was really crucial is that we took sentences as they were. I mean, sentences from real text. I think this was one of the most important results, actually, of the whole research. Another hypothesis which we tried to test was the hypothesis on the order of nodes in the focus part of the sentence. This is a work in progress. We have some preliminary results which support the hypothesis, but which would lead, or certainly will lead, to some modifications of the particular points of the systemic ordering. And to sum up, I wanted to illustrate that the deep layer corpus annotation is very important for the study of most different language phenomena. I wanted to document this on the issue of topic focus articulation. And I would like to claim that this deep layer, call it tectogrammatic or underlying or whatever, brings about a good source, an indispensable source of information for testing any linguistic theory, and can be used for a grammar build-up. So that's the end of my